Hey everybody, this is Tim Schwartz of Gothridge Manor. I'm doing a Saturday podcast today. I had to run out and do some errands, and one of the errands I had to run was go out to the post office and pick up some packages and everything. And one of the packages I got was I got a Kickstarter, the Rats of Ughul. By Menagerie Press. As soon as I find a parking spot here, I will get into a little bit more detail about it. It was funded back in February and delivered very quickly. I pledged the $29 level, and with that, there's three hardback books. There's this one. And then there's two other ones. I can't remember the names of them right now. I have the one on order. I don't know if I have the third one on order yet. Sometimes I get those emails from Kickstarter and especially when they have the order numbers on there, if you put like multiple ones on there, it just kind of all looks like a bunch of gooblygook in there. So now I don't know if I ordered the other one, but anyway, so I received it's a hardback book, The Rats of Ughul, by William Beers and Brundage, and it's compatible with Shadow Dark RPG for levels 1 through 5. And they're together, Menagerie Press, this is a hardback book. And what surprised me, I guess, when I got it, I didn't even think about it, is it's actually a full-size book. It's not your typical digest size that Shadow Dark supplements seem to come in, just because it seems to be their trade dress, but nothing wrong with that. So Menagerie Press invites you to adventure into the Thicket Farm of Reading the Leaves, explore the Stalth Skyarch's ruined temple, battle fevered rat folk in the Carrion Ossuary, and more. And their font's so hard to read, but you got it. So on the front cover of it, we've got a six-armed, jacked up man. He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger rat person. And he's all chained up to, looks like to some temple wall or something like that. Glowing eyes, energy popping out of them, and that. And then on the back, you got some anime-looking adventure with this just ridiculous-looking sword. I'm sorry, I'm not an anime person. Whacking another rat person. Anyways, let's crack this puppy open. Now, it's your typical, because I got it through, drive-through RPG, ordered it through there. And it's your typical stuff. Nothing fancy about it. It came in pretty good condition. My one corner, of course, is jacked up a little bit. In comparison, not too bad. And the only thing I notice, again, with my one bitch about drive-through printing and that, is if you get a black page. One, they don't know how to do saturated black pages. And two, they, like the one, the black pages that I got on this one, you could tell the printer was not doing well that day. There's lines in the black. And then, of course, when you saturate these kind of black pages, the way they do it, it curls the pages. So, but luckily there's not a lot of all black pages in here. I've had some that just almost made the book difficult to read and everything. So there is The Rats of Ughul, which is the initial adventure in this book. Then it goes to the Carrion Ossuary, then the Hall of Zoidvon, I'm guessing, and the Sun Gulpers, the Threshing Stones, the Stalith Skyarch, Reading the Leaves, and lastly, Brendar's Mine. And then last one, there's something called Rogue's Dice. I don't know what that is. I'm gonna go on to the back first. And it's about 80 pages long. Okay. Rogue's Dice can be played with two or more players. Each player needs a dice cup and 6 10-sided dice. Is this just going to be liar's dice? The dice are collected and called the gang, and specific sides of a dice are called the take. Players each roll one die to see who starts. High roll starts. On a tie, the youngest player starts. To start the round, also called a heist, each player shakes their dice in their cup and then turns it upside down using the dice cup to conceal their dice from the rest of the players. Player may look at their dice. First player makes it. Yeah, so this is basically this a different thing called. If you guys have ever played Liar's Dice or seen it on anything, I think, what's the one video game? What is it called? Red Redemption? I forgot what it's called. Anyways, I think they have it in there too. So, look it up. It is an interesting dice to add. But let's get back to the adventures. Let's see. So the authors, I already said. The art, there's a few people in here I definitely recognize. Looks like the maps, at least from the ones I saw, went through Dyson's maps. Like I said, they did a pretty good job of getting this out. I didn't realize it was going to be so many. I thought it was going to be kind of one adventure, digest size kind of thing, but it's a collection of like 5, 6, 7 adventures that are there. Here's the summary. I'll tell you what, let's read about the book first. Bill and I were keen on writing adventures that a GM could plug and play while letting a broader story unfold. We learned this design technique while writing content for D&D's 5e organized play program before the OGL fiasco. The Rats of Ul Ghul has setting neutral Shadow Dark adventures for level 1 through 5 characters, mainly featuring rat folk. Rat folk worship Ul Ghul, their demonic god. I think that's how you say it. I always get that confused when they put the A in there. Instead of demonic, it's demonic. I don't know. The love to concoct poisons, brews, pastes, and elixirs for devious ends. Each adventure comes complete with maps for both the GM and the players to view, and should take from 1 to 3 sessions to complete, depending on the players and the style of GMing. And I was looking through them in the first one. The Rats of Ul Ghul would definitely take. I think it would take more than 2, actually. What did they say? 1 to 2 or 1 to 3? 1 to 3. Okay, I can see it done in 3 sessions. All right, so here's a summary of all the adventures. The Rats of Ul Ghul, Theppo, rat folk, leech, whisperer, trains her blood-sucking vermin in the sewers under the city. What knotted mass guides her madness? And then the Carrion Ossuary, even deeper underground, these bone pits are now home to the horde of diabolical rat folk zealots. And then the Hall of Zoidvon, discover a dank nest of semi-aquatic lobster-like Chul and their radish servitors. But beware the Zoidvon, the Sun Gulpers, a blight of light swallowing light gulpers layers in a... Ooh, that's a hard one to say. A blight of light swallowing sun gulper layers in a... derelict temple of Memnon, taking prisoners to taint and corrupt with fairy magic. The Threshing Stone. A hazy glow radiates from the circle of rune stones high on a hilltop. Tonight is the new moon when forgotten things awaken. The Stolith Sky Ark, neglected dangerous tomb of Madeira. The Sky Ark still protects an ancient relic and is home to fearsome guardians. Reading the leaves, Gulaga's psychedelic plantation grows some of the most infamous and addicting tea in the region. And lastly, Brendar's Mine, a pack of rat folk attack Brendar's Kurgensen's mine, driving him and his crew from their fledgling dig. So that's what you got. Ul Ghul is a great daemon, rivaling demigods in power. His unholy symbol is a rooster claw gripping a sphere. The malign spirit nurtures festering paranoia and mistrust in his followers and is called he who deceives to bring truth. in the Backbiter. His avatar appears as a giant black rat with 13 heads. All right. And then the curly page with the black ink. Now, the first one, the Rats of Ul'Gul. The map is spread over two pages. And then then when you turn the page, there's another map. But what confused me for a second is it didn't look like the same map because it looked like there was things missing. But what's missing is the secret section of the sewers. It's just not there for the player's map. So I guess if you're GMing, you would do it. Of course, in the book, it doesn't do you much good to have there, but in the PDF, when you go to do it, definitely easy enough to add in there. And it's laid out very shadow dark. I mean, it is the font, very basic, simple. Sans, there's nothing fancy about this font. It is, it's big font. I'm going to say they used a 12 font, maybe bigger, and it is readable. Headers are black with white type in the thing. Very, very, there is no bells and whistles at all in layout, or there's not even artwork that I see except for the beginnings of each adventure. So you get like this black and white artwork. The page is black, and like I said, unfortunately, what is it called? The printing place at the RPG drive-thru use sucks at doing black pages. They just do. It doesn't detract from the adventure. Don't get me wrong with it. This is more a bitch about the printer quality than that. And then it curls the pages too. So let's see here, but it's written in a very shadow dark style too. I mean, there's no, cause shadow dark is written, there's basically near to nothing fluff. It's just, this is what's there. Boom, boom. You basically got bullet points of things. There's not a lot of description. Let's circular channel number 6. Sewer channel, parentheses near. Three rusted sewer grates are set in the east, south, and west passages. Grates is highlighted. And then you go down to submerged dues. I don't know why they don't have grates. Usually the grates are... Usually if you highlight something, you actually have a paragraph about them. So I guess I'm a little confused about that. Submerged dues, a black pudding is feasting on a steady diet of filth and effluvia. It is in a sluggish torpor and has disadvantages on initiative. It may not pursue if intruders flee, as it has a ready food supply. Roll reaction only pursues if hostile. And then it gives a brief description of a black pudding in there. It's weird though, when they have grates there, I don't know why they don't have, usually when they do those descriptions or something like that, they'll highlight a word and then they'll go into more description in that word. So I'll just have to read this a little bit more thoroughly. Yeah, I see that throughout. Okay. But yeah, so, but like I said, it's very, very simple. We've got some issues with some tables here. Nothing major, just some alignment issues. And like I said, all the maps are from Dyson, so you know quantity for Dyson. So I guess, let's see here. So the way they have it, this is kind of interesting. So in the title of each adventure, let me find that first one here. And I guess before I should move on. So you've got a 26-page dungeon. Or not 26-page, I'm sorry. 24. So 24 written encounter areas in this adventure, and I think it takes up 10, 12 pages. Not a lot at all. And like I said, this is big font, so you don't really have to mess around with it too much. So, oh gosh, yeah, it's even less than that, actually. It's only, let's see, page 8 to page 15, so 7 pages. So it's definitely a, you know, good condensed down version of it. But I just noticed this, the Rats of Ul'Gul. So underneath that, it says, one day from civilization, danger level is unsafe because Shadow Dark uses different danger levels, and that just determines how often that you roll for random tables or bad things to happen. And this Carrion Ossuary is 2 days from civilization, and it's unsafe. And let me see, what do we got? Then we got the Halls of Zoidvun. Boy, yeah, that's kind of pixelated. I don't know who did these maps, but it did not. It doesn't translate well. Again, it's a lot of heavy black, and it just looks like it just looks blurry and kind of. You can tell different quality from, you know, dice in there. And the Sun Gulpers. Looks like it's a mix of the former style with Dyson. So it doesn't look like there's much difference between how far away they are in the day. They all seem to be 2 days away, 1 day away. Okay, we got a risky one. Most of them are unsafe. That's a nice Dyson map. 3 days away. So yeah, so you get your varying different things. So you get a lot of different things in this. So like I said, there's like Steed Adventures in there. Shadow Dark, which is, you know, my current system of choice and why I got it. It funded in February. I'm already getting it. What is this? Early April. I think I ordered it beginning of April. So they're really quick on delivery. I've got another. So there's three of these books, I guess, coming out. I don't know if they're all going to be the same or not. And I don't know if they're going to have multiple adventures into each one. As you can tell, I paid a lot of attention, I guess, to the description of the Kickstarter. It looks decent. I have to say though, it's like, okay, so it was 20. I'm gonna talk about the prices of like Kickstarter these days too a little bit. It's getting harder to, got to pick fewer and fewer just because the prices are going up. Because even if you are fulfilling through drive-through, so to get this, let me. So the pledge level I got, $29. Is for the PDFs and the hardcovers, and then they add some NPC cards. I didn't bother with the NPC cards. I didn't really like them. It's just not my style. Wasn't interested in spending the money on them. So, but I have them on PDF if I feel the need to use them. But to get these in print now, just get them print. I guess I can't remember if there was a soft cover version. And if there was, I don't think it was much cheaper. But it's around $10 to print each book. And then it is another, $5 in shipping for each book. So there's $45 and then the $29. So it's, you know, $75 for these three books, which isn't bad. Are they worth $25 each kind of thing in the end? Probably. I don't think I see a problem with that at all, but I just kind of see and then you get the PDFs with them too. Don't forget that. And the PDFs, especially when you're playing online, those maps are going to make a little bit more sense, because in the print version, the maps, I would have done them differently, but that's just a small qualm of mine. I thought that, I think for the PDFs, which I have, but I didn't go through all of them yet. will work well. But it is creeping up on there. I mean, it's and honestly, I forgot I was getting three books of it. I almost think it would have been better just to do one tome for price-wise, but maybe it's cooler to just have like three separate books with three different themes, because it seems like this one's themed rap folks, and I'm sure the other two have their own themes that go with it, so that makes a little bit more sense. And the guy in front of me can't decide what lane he wants in. He's kind of like, not like twice, two different times. So yeah, I just had to kind of pick and choose a little bit more about like which Kickstarters I do. If you're putting out Shadow Dark, you definitely have your chances have increased greatly of me possibly backing you. So yeah, it's a good book. I haven't had a chance to read them. Don't know whether it's good or not. I do have some questions about some of the choices, the way they decided to lay it out with bolding. Because the way I've read other adventures in Shadow Dark, the bolded, in the brief descriptions, if there's a bolded descriptor, then that descriptor gets a paragraph on its own to describe it more, where I don't see that in this. So, or they're bolding things that I'm not sure why. So I just have to read through that a little bit closer to check it out. See what their intent was, because it seems like they were pretty consistent with it. So once I kind of figure out their meaning, then it'll be easier for me to get through there and read that. So, but that is it for my unboxing of The Rats of Ul'Gul and all the six other adventures that are involved in there. Menagerie Press again did this. It's on Drive-Thru RPG. If you like big font and a hardback, good hardback adventure, this is full size now. It's not digest, lots of good room. So go get it. I mean, like I said, I do have a few not concerns, but a few I guess I'll call them gripes, but nothing that would keep me from backing them again. They did a good job, delivered on time, and I'd suggest them again. I just got to read through them and check out the adventures and see how they work. So, all right, guys, take care. Roll better than me, and we'll talk soon.